So I just started taking notes and started writing them, and I just couldn't stop writing in this journal. I didn't know what I was writing for. I was just writing what was coming to my mind. And then by the time I got to the end of the flight, I'm like, I know exactly what I need to do. I'm going to write a book. But then when I started really breaking it down, I was like, I don't want to just write a book. Let's write 5 books and let's break it into the first 5 years of a kid's life. And the one message that I always love is today is always the best day. And so I said, I'm going to take that and I'm going to put it into the title of the book. And I'm just going to call it today, because we can make today whatever we want. So yes, these 5 books, basically for the kid, for the parents and the kids, it could be for grandparents, but it's basically when the parent reads it, it's about inspiring them on each of those pages, because each page is outside. Each page is about an activity, and it's encouraging families to get outside and do activities together.
Welcome to Inspiring Journeys. I'm Paul Stressner, and alongside me are the incredible Adriana Ferns and the unstoppable
Terry Nelson.
Hey everyone, it's Adriana here. From a challenging path to becoming a fitness instructor, I've learned that every step counts in the journey to better self.
Hey, what's up everyone? I'm Carrie Nelson, your obstacle course crushing adaptive athlete warrior, Spartan races, major marathons. I'm breaking barriers and redefining what's possible.
And I'm on a mission to run a 5K in every state, shining a spotlight on the charities that make a difference in each community. But on Inspiring Journeys, we're not just about conquering personal goals.
Our podcast is a celebration of resilience, determination, and the transformative power of personal growth. We'll be sharing stories of individuals who have faced challenges head on and emerged stronger.
And you know, life is a series of obstacles, and I've learned to turn them into stepping stones. Let's inspire others to do the same.
That's right. And it's not just about our awesome guest stories. It's about yours, too. We want to ignite that spark within you, encouraging every listener to embark on their unique and inspiring journey.
So get ready to lace up your shoes, break down those walls, and join us each week as we explore the extraordinary paths that lead to growth, triumph, and ultimately, an inspiring life.
This is Inspiring Journeys. Let's run, climb, and soar together.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Inspiring Journeys. And this time, once again, she's back. Boston Marathon number 2, Carrie Nelson.
I survived.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It was questionable between miles 18 and 22 if I was going to survive it, but I did. I did. Wait, I indulged in some donuts and stuff on Heartbreak Hill, and that made life a lot better.
Yeah. And all year, it's been like cloudy and rainy. The highest it's probably been was like 50 degrees. And then on Marathon Monday, it was like in the 70s, mid to high 70s, just for that day. And I was crappy again. Yeah. So,
yeah. Oh my God. It was so bad. I walked outside and I was just like, this is going to be warm. Like from the moment, like at 10 o'clock, I was just like, this isn't even going to be like an ease in. Because in my head, I was like, I have a couple of hours before it gets warm. So I'll be able to get like maybe a half done and then have to struggle through the heat. And I stepped outside and I was like, nope, we're taking it slow. We're enjoying the ride today because we're not going to cross the finish line if we play this the wrong way. So yeah, it was warm.
I almost forgot. Yeah, I've used that the last episode when I was a solo episode and nobody was here to keep me in check. So yeah, I went a little wild with that. But
I know, I was listening to us laughing.
Yeah, and I had to lower the volume because I blew my eardrums out when I was listening back. So. But next week we're gonna have go more in depth about the Boston Marathon. As you know, of course, Carrie will be here, and then we'll have Chris and Maurice also finishing the Boston Marathon. So we're going to do a little round table talking about their experiences.
That'd be good.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
If anybody's curious about the Boston Marathon, we're going to really dig into it next week. So look forward to that.
Yeah. Every one of us are probably going to have very different stories to tell, I'm sure, right, between the three of us.
Yep. So,
no doubt about it.
So Carrie, you want to start off with what you're grateful for this week?
Yeah. You know, I'm grateful for running this. Like, I am grateful for being able, and I think I've said this before, but I think, you know, this week especially doing it, the Boston, and being around that community, and the runners and the spectators and everything, like when you get deep in those training miles, it can get really lonely, and you can start to have just like negative thoughts about running, and because your body's going through it, right? Like you're tired, you're exhausted, you're alone in these deep miles. And but man, when you go to these major marathons and you have the opportunity to be around like-minded runners like yourself, to see just how fast the elites are, to see what people are struggling through, to be able to complete these major marathons. I mean, like Chris, for example, like his story is absolutely incredible of what he's accomplished. I think it's just a really good reminder of why, beyond physical health, mental health of being able to go ahead and run and experience that and be in such a positive community around you. I'm thankful that I was able to run again and that I can continue to run and do these things and continue to grow.
That's beautiful.
And was did Yogi Berra say it's 90% mental and the other half is physical? So
It's
that's funny you
100%.
say that because I just watched that documentary
Oh
last
my.
night on Yogi
Oh, I
Berra.
want to see
So
that.
good.
Yes. Oh,
Mm-hmm.
all right, and then but I'm grateful for. I think I mentioned this already, but I'm thankful for like Craig Siegel and the CLS community. And Craig Siegel, if you're not familiar, he has the reinvention formula, and it's
I
truly
am.
life changing the community, making a lot of friends, and it's so inspiring and really taking my life to the next level. And I just thank him for doing that. And yeah, I especially want to mention it this week because we're having another get together this coming Saturday. So the Saturday after this is posted, it's going to be Craig's birthday, and we're having a big masterclass event and everything in New York. So, and we get to meet more people in person. So that's a blast. And I also want to give Jen Gray a shout out. She's watching now because we met her through him, and her book club is kicking ass in plain English because we're covering the book Worthy by Jamie Kern Lima. And when she picked this book, I said that this is going to blow up. And we had this past Thursday, we had the most people so far. I think there were like 12 of us there. And I'm so excited for Jen's. Like, took a screenshot and then I posted it on stories and I tagged Jamie on it. And then Jamie ended up private messaging me, thanking us and everything. And any friend of Oprah's is a friend of mine. So. Well,
Right.
except for maybe Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz, but get the male doctors, and but everybody else is cool. Or the memoir guy, the fake memoir guy. Yeah, what's his name? But that was exciting. That's very cool of her, and I'm so happy for Jen. And yeah, so
Go, Jen.
I'll put a link in the show notes about the book club because it's really taken off, and you don't have to have read the book to actually like get a lot out of this. Yeah, so she's really motivational, inspiring, and everything. So yeah, definitely. All right, and that'll bring us to today's guest. We'll be speaking with the incredible Russ Rogers, author of the children's book series Today. And Russ is also the founder of the movement called Move Today 365. He encourages everybody to get outside. And Carrie and I are all about that, getting out there, running and everything. So, and as part of Move Today 365, on the second Saturday every month, friends and family gather together with Russ to go out for a 2 mile walk. And this is done in person in the Santa Cruz area, California, but it can be done virtually as well. So let's all get motivated and get into the inspiring journey of the incredible Russ Rogers. Welcome to the show, Russ.
Welcome.
Awesome. Oh, Carrie, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yeah,
We're
big
excited to
time.
have
This
you. And I met.
yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I've been looking forward to this, for a couple of months since Paul and I chatted. And yet here it is. And so I'm ready to rock and roll, man. Let's make this happen.
Yeah. We actually met in person too at one of Craig's live events. Yeah. So it's exciting. Yeah.
You're the first person I met there.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Yeah. We met in the elevator going up, I think. Yeah. Yeah. So do you have anything you want to add to the gratitude list?
Yeah, I do. Time. Time is something that I am grateful for. And you can break that down in any, however you want in life. For me, time is being able to spend time with my family. I have three adult kids. I've got two girls that have three sons. One, the other has two daughters. They're all under the age of seven. And then I have a son. He's single. But, you know, being able to have time to spend quality time with family, you know, family man, love my children. But, you know, there's nothing like being a grandparent. And to be able to spend time with them, going to events. In fact, yesterday we celebrated one of my granddaughter's birthday. She just turned four. And so it's, you know, I call her Big L. It's Layton. But she is a ham. And so, you know, each one has their own individual personalities. And I'm grateful for time to be able to spend with them, time to be able to breathe, time to be able to enjoy life, time to enjoy the sunshine. And every day of life. And that's really, that's what it's about. We're not in charge of it, but so I'm very grateful that I have it.
I love that. That's perfect. I mean, I think, you know, all of us at some point have dealt with loss and over the years and you realize just how precious that time really is. And how quickly they grow up, like your kids grow up and you know, 1 minute they're 4 years old and then the next minute they're going off to college and having their own kids and you know you realize you really need to savor every moment that you can with them and their children. Yeah. And so I love that. That's great.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes,
we can always take advantage of that, right? Every day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's get into your story. Like it just dawned on me that you're like a landscaper and you're like into all the outdoor stuff. So you were just meant to be doing this right from the get-go. So is that how is that like what your career has been as a landscaper?
You know, I did a bunch of things before then, you know, after college. I was a youth pastor for 6 years and we took kids to Mexico to this orphanage called Rancho de Sus Niños. And once I was there, I really felt like a calling to go there. So I took my family and we went there and served for 2 years, then came back to Bethany College and served there for 8. But I was doing landscaping. I was doing developing. I was doing coaching. So most of my job was outside. And that's where I really got my, you know, my taste for landscaping. And so then when that job came to an end, I started my own company about 20 years ago. I've been doing landscaping ever since. And it has been a blast. I love the creativity. I love the art. I love the development, taking something from a piece of dirt and turning it into something beautiful for people to see. And for the homeowners, it's fun. So yes, outside, just like your backdrop.
Love it. And then, before the walking began, let's talk about your books that you wrote, the children's book series that looks so awesome. It goes over the first 5 years of a child's life. So yes, let's talk about the book series because I think it looks awesome. So yeah,
I appreciate that. So you know, the books kind of came about from along with landscaping. I was doing personal training for baseball and softball athletes. So for 20 years, I did that until COVID. And then, so not only was I outside doing landscaping, but now, you know, right after work, I'd go and do personal training, or on the weekends, I'd be doing personal training one-on-one with these kids. When COVID hit and all of the parks closed and there was really no place to train, I said, okay, let's step back from this. And during that time, I was like, okay, what am I going to do? And I was like, you know, this is a really good time to probably retire from, you know, the personal training and doing that. I've been doing it for quite a while. So I sat on it for like a year and I was like, I really don't know what I'm going to do, you know? So I bought a journal and I hung out with this journal, a blank journal, for over a year. And about a year and a half into it, I was on a flight going to the East Coast, and it hit me. It dawned on me like exactly what I needed to be doing. So I just started taking notes and started writing, and I just couldn't stop writing in this journal. I didn't know what I was writing for. I was just writing what was coming to my mind. And then by the time I got to the end of the flight, I'm like, I know exactly what I need to do. I'm going to write a book. But then when I started really breaking it down, I was like, I don't want to just write a book. Let's write 5 books and let's break it into the first 5 years of a kid's life. And the one message that I always love is today is always the best day. And so I said, I'm going to take that and I'm going to put it into the title of the book. And I'm just going to call it today because we can make today whatever we want. Mm-hmm. So yes, these 5 books, basically for the kid, for the parents and the kids, it could be for grandparents, but it's basically when the parent reads it, it's about inspiring them on each of those pages, because each page is outside. Each page is about an activity, and it's encouraging families to get outside and do activities together. So that's what it's all about. So taking this child from, you know, infancy to 5 years old, when they start going to school, developing friendships and relationships in their neighborhood and with classmates, it was really fun. It was fun because I felt like we created a family, and they kind of came to life. And then all of a sudden we were done. I was like, oh, that's the end of the family, you know, but, it was an exciting project. And so, yeah, today, all 5 books are called Today, and then they all have different, you know, subtopic from baby steps to my first, to something new, to great adventures, to here I go, let's make it happen at 5. So yeah, it's been an exciting project for sure.
Well, I love that what you just said, today is the best day, because yeah, just that's like a good motto to live by. Take one day at a time, and yeah, enjoy each day.
We all go through different stuff, right? We all go through different stuff, and you go highs and lows and speed bumps and tragedies and death and sickness, you know, and your health. And, you know, so don't take any of that stuff for granted, but it's like, you know what, no matter what, today is always the best day, and make it the very best that you can, no matter your situation.
It's such a positive way to think about it, you know, and I feel like waking up every day and reminding yourself of that puts you on that path of having a good day. You know, it goes on part with like the gratitude lists that we do and, you know, reminding ourselves what we're grateful for, but to, you know, increase that by being like, today is going to be a good day. Today is the best day. Just sets you on a path for that day to have a good day, you know, and that when the bumps happen, they're not always going to be as severe, you know, because you have that positivity already going in your head.
Absolutely. I love that. Fantastic. Yeah. If we, you know, mindset is everything, right? You know, from the moment that we wake up, you know, to life that morning, you know, we open our eyes. And if we say something that's positive like that, it's really going to affect our day. Mm-hmm. You know, if we got something big that we've got to do later in the day, if you just wake up and you're just like, you know, right out of the gate, man, today's going to be a great day. Guess what? It's going to be a great day, right?
Yep.
So make it happen.
100%. And, you know, like, you know, I've gotten to the point where, you know, where there's those little blips that happen that used to be able to kind of spin me out of control, just being able to laugh it off or be like, you know what, this is just part of the day. We're just going to keep on going. I'm not going to let it ruin it. We're just going to keep on trudging through. And I think it's great to be able to, you know, teach the kids that kind of mantra too early on, to get them to a point where they've got that same mentality that, you know, it's going to be okay. Like, your day is going to be great, and you're going to have events that are happening throughout that day that are dips, and then you're going to peak back up again, and you just got to kind of ride it and laugh it off and smile and find the good in it.
That's right. I agree 100%.
Yeah. And I really like how you did like the first 5 years. It's, everything's all fresh and new and just learning everything. So it's still starting over. So
yeah. Well, I think it's important, you know, for parents when, you know, when they have children, right? Set the tone early. So set the tone for yourself, but set the tone for your kids, you know? And so just because, you know, you have a family and everything doesn't mean that you just need to chill out and do nothing and relax and, You know, let's stay active. Let's be active with our child, and let's set the tone for their life at an early age. We're going to be outside. We're going to be doing activities. We're going to be doing great things together. And it's not just the books are about families, but you know, it's for single parents as well, right? It's for any parent that's out there, and grandparents is included. So it's just about that mentality of let's get out and enjoy it, but let's train these kids from infancy on up. Hey, we're going to be active as a family, and we're going to enjoy being together outside and doing those activities together.
Mm-hmm. So after writing those books, is that what gave you the idea to start the Move Today?
You know what? It was because, you know, it was funny because, you know, by the time I was writing the books, and then once I got a publisher who's here locally, we spent 8 months putting these books together. And she said from the get-go, book one is going to be the most difficult. And man, oh man, it really was. We spent months on the first book because it's, you know, this is the one that's, you know, that's is setting the stage for the rest of the books, right? So once you set that and you get all the color schemes and the family and the hair and the eyes and what they look like and everything, then you can develop it. And so it took a long time, but then books two through five, you know, they came about, you know, a lot quicker. And so after we completed this, it was like a reprieve. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, we launched the books and now it's like, whew, deep breath, right? 2 months after that, one of my friends said, you know, what you should do is take one of the activities out of the book and do an actual live activity. And so we thought about it. We were brainstorming, said, well, maybe what we'll do is we'll do quarterly events and we'll change it up to a different event each time. But we decided to just do a walk on West Cliff, which is here in Santa Cruz, from Natural Bridges to the Santa Cruz Lighthouse. It's a 2 mile walk. It's on the cliffs overlooking the ocean. Absolutely stunning. So we did the first walk and I said, you know what? I absolutely love this. Like, this is fabulous. You know what? We're going to not do quarterly. We're actually going to do month to month, but we're only going to do it one time a month. And then we're going to try to take this thing and really get it out there and promote it to get it in all 50 states. So that's really what we're going about. So yeah, the idea of Move Today 365 came as a result of a conversation with a friend who had made a suggestion, take this and do it live. And so that's how it all came about. And I was like, you know, movement is about every day. We got to get out and do some sort of movement every single day of our life, you know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, 5 mile walk or run or, you know, long distance every day, but just move, get out and enjoy outside, but be active, whatever that may be. If you're riding a Peloton, you're lifting weights, you're walking, you're running, you're surfing, you're playing beach volleyball, whatever it is, just be active, but be active every day.
Yeah, that's so important, you know, and one of my close friends had compared it to being able to move your body is like your way of reminding your body that you're still thriving and alive, right? And when you sit and you don't do anything, your body starts to just kind of like, bleh. It feels, you know, you feel tired, you feel exhausted, your aches and pains kind of creep up and your body starts to convince you that it's dying almost, you know? So by moving, you're reminding your body that you're alive and thriving and healthy and that, you know, going outside and having that sunshine hit you or just going on the bike for like 10 minutes and getting the blood flowing through your body is an instant mood booster. It just changes your whole entire perspective on the day.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing that I think about is like the word retirement, you know, a lot of people think of the word retirement that at that point I'm going to do nothing. But in reality, you should have been doing something before then so that when you do retire, you may not be working every day, but you need to be active every day.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait until you're 70 to start walking because it's too late, mm-hmm. you know? So let's start moving now and training ourselves up. I posted a video a couple of days ago of a father and daughter who was on the walk last weekend. And I said, what's the importance, you know, of movement? And she's just like, you know, I'm 24 years old and the importance of movement for myself is that I'm training myself. Like everything that I'm doing is for what I want to be doing when I'm 50 and 60 mm-hmm. years old. Yeah, you may have to tweak it and adjust it because of your body and age and different things like that, but you still got to do it, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. it does, it changes your mindset, you know? And I think from a mental wellness standpoint, it's huge that your body is moving to really help your mind out.
Oh, 100%. When my mom was going through cancer and all of that, one of the biggest things for us was getting her out of the house and just walking. And for her, like it was, she used to be so active before she got sick, and like she worked crazy amounts of hours, was a waitress down in Florida, like on the beach, like go all the time. And so when everything hit, she just stopped moving. And she just got into her head, and it was just like this downward spiral. And so we got her to the point where we were able to kind of get her out of the house and just walking, like just a tiny, tiny bit. Like we were like, you don't have to do a mile. You don't have to do like a quarter mile. Just get out of the house, get out of this like four walls that you're living in, and just experience what outside is, or just a different perspective. And that helped her so much for that time that she had left with us, and just changing that kind of mindset, and that positivity. Like it's such a switch.
It's funny, a funny story. Yesterday I was at Costco picking up some pizza for the party, for the birthday party, and this elderly woman walked in front of me, and I was standing there waiting for the pizzas. And she was, she was elderly and feeble and everything. And she comes right up and she looks right into my face and she goes, "Why did they put the bathrooms on the opposite side of the entry door?" And my first response was, "Because they want you to get more steps in." So she shuffled all the way across, to use the restroom. But why not? I mean, I'm in the health part of it. So that was what triggered my mind, and to let her know, you need to get more steps in.
Just a couple extra steps. You'll be good. Don't worry. Just take your time. You'll get there. It's too funny. That's great.
But yeah, you do see that a lot of yeah, especially people as they're older and retired, they don't move as much. And then once you stop, it's
It's
so hard to
done.
get that momentum going again. And yeah.
Yes.
My dad's a great example of that. He always used to get out in the morning, go and do all of his errands and like move around, and he got sick. And on the flip side of it, he just couldn't get himself to a point where he could move, like no matter how much we try to get him to him. And it's just been like just steady decline all the way down to the point where like his dementia and stuff that he's gotten has just like gone off the charts at this point. And I really think a lot of that is because, on the flip side of it, because he didn't start to actively move again and interact and engage his mind. He just stayed in the, four walls or whatever. It completely derailed everything and just sent him on a tailspin.
I being active is one thing, and I think community is another. I think we need to, my baseball coach in college said the five most important words in life is surround yourself with good people. And I think that's like CLS is fantastic because it's just great people, and you're around them and you're making calls or whatever, and you're talking to people. But even in your own community, having a network of friends that you can constantly be with, socialize, go out and eat, go out and walk, whatever it is, right? It's community as well that will help sustain us, for the long haul, because we've got to have that.
Yeah, that interaction is so important to have that close-knit group of people that you can talk to, and just like being around, like we're meant to be around people, right? Like that, like we that's like such a big part. Like people always talk about being hermits and not wanting to be around people, but like COVID's a great example of just like what happened when we were all locked away into our houses without being able to interact with other people. Like everybody just completely had a downturn. And so we're meant to interact and be around others and build that community to help and have support.
Yes, 100%.
And so motivating and everything, and you help each other out. I know, especially these days, even like a lot of the kids, they're not active. There's a lot of obesity and everything, just in kids, and that shouldn't be happening. So, yeah, so it's good for families to get together and get active. Yeah, I know
Yeah.
you're active carry too, so
Well, it is important, for the parents to set the tone for their kids, and so oftentimes when you find, obese parents, what are you going to find? You're going to find obese kids, right? It's just that is their habit. And I know there's a lot of things out there for losing weight and everything, but could you imagine if you just go out and you walked every day? Just imagine if you walked 1 to 2 miles every day, how your body would feel and how your body would respond and how your mind would be. You would be an entirely different person. I know friends of mine, a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, they went on a kick for, and I say kick, meaning they still do it, but they were doing 10,000 steps every day, which is not easy. I mean, it's time and it's a lot of steps. And, but they were doing it, but they live up in the mountains. And so at night, sometimes they would be like they would be at like 6,000 steps and 4,000 short. And they're like, it's 10 o'clock at night. It's pitch black outside. You can't walk. So they're going back and forth in their living room to get those 4,000 steps, which is a lot of walking and wearing out the carpet, but imagine if you set the tone early for your kids, right? And part of what I'm talking about is like, let's just take a moment and take a break from getting away from the devices. Let's get away from the TV. Let's get off of the couch. Let's get away from video games. Let's take a break and just get out and walk. And imagine walking without looking at your cell phone for 30 minutes. A lot of people can't do that.
Nope.
They can't do it. You know what I mean? And so, take a look around you. Say hi to people that are passing you, right? Take a look at nature. Take a look at the sky and, whatever your surrounding is. Enjoy that moment. Even if it's a city, there's something great about the city, wherever you're at. So, take that all in because that's so important in our human development and health and well-being.
Yeah, I mean, everybody they fall like, and yeah, I'm guilty of it too sometimes. Just always being like, oh, like I have to record this moment, or like, I have to check this. But like, it's so important to be able to put your phones down and actually experience the moment. I shot a concert a couple weeks ago, where they were like, no phones, like put your phones away, and if you take your phones out, we will eject you from the concert. We want you to be able to experience this and enjoy it for what it is. And everything that you see with your own two eyes is going to be way better than the crap that you record on your cell phone. So put your phones away and enjoy it. And he was like, if you can't, put your phones away for 2.5 hours to just enjoy the show, then you got some problems that you probably want to have checked out. But you could see the disappointment on some people's faces, like, of just like, oh, like I have to put my phone away. This is crazy. And it's just like, just enjoy it, live in the moment.
Yes. Yeah. I went to a comedy show, Bill Burr, in the fall in Vegas, and they actually put your phone before you go in into a sleeve that was locked, and so they kept them. And so you went in empty-handed. I was going in there, and I was thinking, I wonder how many people right now. It's like coffee, drinking caffeine, right? All of a sudden you get out of it and you start getting the shakes. Like some of these people are probably in there shaking during the. During the comedy hour, because it's like, where's my phone? I can't video it. Reaching in their purse or their pocket,
Yeah.
Oh, but
Withdrawals, yeah. Literal withdrawals, yeah.
It's crazy. It's and like I've talked to some artists about it, and just kind of from their perspective, what it's like. And some of them are just like, it's awkward for us. Like we're up on stage and everybody's got their phones like up in the air and recording us, and like it's just you're losing that engagement with them. You're not having that connection between your fan and the artist. And so by having people store their stuff and just be able to connect is a whole experience that a lot of people lose out on because they're just so focused on technology.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the great thing is like when we do our walks and stuff like that, it's great because you're engaging with people that maybe you haven't met. Or friends, like the friends that joined me last weekend. He hit me up about 2 weeks before the event. He goes, "Hey, I saw this on Facebook. I want to be out there." And we hadn't seen each other in years, and I hadn't seen his daughter that I actually personally trained for a couple of years. And so it was great because the entire time our phones are put away, and for 2 miles we actually did. We walked there and back, so we did 4 miles. None of us were on our phones except for the interview that I did with them. And it was fabulous because we're just engaging in conversation while we're getting in 4 miles of walking, And it's just, it was a beautiful thing because we just reconnected after all these years. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great moment, right? To take advantage of those.
Yeah.
So, you know, for people that are out there, take that time when you go out and walk, try not to pull that phone or don't even take the phone with you. Just go for a half hour walk,
right.
Leave it behind.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
100%. That's why I love Boston. Cause I have it for like music and stuff when I need it, but otherwise my phone pretty much stays in my pouch and that's it for like the time that I'm out there. And it's so nice to just not be reaching in and like taking photos and doing and just focusing inwardly and absorbing everything that's going on around you.
Yeah.
You take in so much, you lose so much by just having it up in the air.
Now, that was a good point you made as far as the, you know, the concert, right? Like I can imagine what it'd be like to be a musician and you're staring at phones and not people.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I never thought about that from that viewpoint.
Yeah, I hadn't either until, you know, my friend was talking about it. He's like, it's almost like beyond the connection thing. It's like that whole, like, you're expected to perform even more than you already are. It's kind of like a dance monkey dance sort of situation because they all like are waiting to see what happens. And he was just like, it's awkward. It's weird. And you know, he's like, I can remember a time when like we used to always be able to like connect with people in the crowd and like look at their eyes and have that moment. And he's like, those moments are getting fewer and fewer and fewer between because everybody's got cell phones. Everybody's got, you know, wants to document every single aspect of their lives and the things that they're doing. And yeah, it's a totally, totally new world that we live in now.
Yeah. Yeah. So true.
Back in my day, I didn't have cell phones. We used cigarette lighters.
Right? You burn your fingertip. You're like the flame goes out and then you go to put it down and again and you're like, oh my God.
That's hilarious. The
now they have like the light, the flashlights that they
An app. That's so crazy.
You have the one single person in the crowd that's still going strong with the lighter.
Old school, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, even today we were talking off the air. When your friend Gary, who people might know Eddie Scally, he's friends with him. So I've met through him and he lives in Rhode Island as well. And then we met at a diner that an old friend of mine from the time we were like since second grade, he just bought a diner and it's beautiful. So we had breakfast there, saw my friend and everything. I never took my phone out the whole time. It was just like living that experience. And then I saw another high school friend of mine that I hadn't seen since high school. So you're like living in the moment. You don't need to like keep hopping on your phone for everything. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was in New York City a year and a half ago. And I was, you know, just walking around and it was noontime and it was a Saturday. So I popped into this Irish pub and went upstairs, downstairs was full, went upstairs, sat up in front of a, you know, television, watching some college football, relaxing by myself. And in comes a family to my right, you know, and they sit at the table immediately to my right. And they all sat down. And within the first minute, all four of them, the two teenage kids, mom and dad, all four of them are engaged in their phones. Right off the bat. And I'm just like, you know, that hit me hard. Like it really, you know, here I am telling about it a year and a half later, because it's like, I want to get away from that. I want to get away. I want connectivity. I want relationships. I want to see families communicating and parents being involved in their kids' lives. And I don't know what happens outside of that time at the Irish pub, but that really, really hit me hard and made me, you know, take notice of we're missing out. Parents were missing out on kids' lives, your own kids' lives.
And learning about them and like what's going, like just learning who they are as people. Like that's such a big thing, is like those like opportunities that you're sitting around with each other or being with each other, those moments for you to connect with your child and find out who they are as people and understand them better. And that mentality of like walking into restaurants and everybody pulls out their phone is becoming more and more common. Like because the kids are getting younger that are allowed to have cell phones and tablets. And I mean, there's like toddlers now that have the tablets,
yes.
Right? And
Probably knows how to use it better than me.
when I was their age, I had like crayons and like the placemat, and that's
The
what
menu,
you play tic-tac-toe like with your parents. So yeah, I mean,
man.
my favorite time is like with Liv is when we drive to and from her karate appointments that we have, and we have some really deep conversations. Like we go down like existential crisis and things like that, and like she's such a thinker, and I love playing devil's advocate with her and being like, well, what about if this happened? And then like having her like think about what her response would be, and being able to have a conversation about everything from religion to war to, what's going on in the world, or just general things, entertainment wise, all of those things. Like, if you actually sit and listen to your child and listen to what their thoughts and their feelings are, like, you learn so much about them, and you're creating such a foundation of a relationship that's going to carry you forever and
Absolutely.
ever, because they know that you're listening and like you want to engage with them. You're not just like, all right, go off and do what you want. You want to know what's going on.
I love that. And I think it's, engaging and really encouraging the child to communicate, right? And teaching them this is how you communicate, and looking into your parents' eyes, and using hand expressions or whatever it may be. But I know everybody is not outgoing, and there are a lot of introverts, but everybody can do it, with your own kids, right? And it's just asking some simple questions about the day, what's going on in life, depending on the age of your child. But it's just so important. And I love, like, with my relationship with my kids, I absolutely love, because all of them can communicate. And we do have good, deep conversations. And I love that. And I want them to express, and I encourage them to encourage their kids to do the exact same thing. And when I see it, it's like, oh, that feels so good, right?
Yeah, it's the best. It's the absolute best. I love it. And it's a good way to like teach them communication skills. And like we've butted heads on like our opinions on things. She's a very scientific brain with the way that she thinks of stuff. And I have science and still think that there's other stuff out there in the world that kind of like controls our destiny. And like teaching her people can have different opinions. Like this is communication, and like listen to what I'm saying, I'm listening to what you're saying, and we can have an open discussion between the two of us. And so like there's that teaching moment too, that it's okay for people to have different opinions on things. This is how you communicate with it. Like we don't have to scream and yell at each other. Like we can just have a conversation and just listen to what the other person, like really listen to what the other person is saying, and listen to hear what they're saying instead of listening to figure out what you're going to say and respond to immediately.
That's so good. Love that, Carrie.
Yeah, and
She's a good kid.
as somebody that, like, I wanted kids, was unable to have them, and then you have these families that, like you were just saying, just go in a restaurant and don't even talk to each other. It's like, what's the point? It's like so frustrating for somebody like me. I know of people that they're in their own house, and they text to their kid that's in the same house that, oh, time to eat. It's like so crazy. But
Especially when they live in a studio.
and Russ, it seems like everything you do, it has to do with connection, because even we're talking about people with connection, but also, like, you're about getting outside and getting in nature. You're like connecting with nature as well, so that's like a huge part of this. And I noticed, was it the last time that you went out? It even looked like rainy out when you went last time, and you're like still like getting out there and everything. So.
Yeah, we were our walk last weekend was in the rain and wind and cold. I mean, we had 70 degrees every day that week, and then rain on Saturday. And I told the group, I said, rain or shine, man, we are out there. And it didn't rain with us on the first 2 miles, but it was very windy. And then it did rain on us on the second one. But you know what? You just gear up and you make it happen. And everybody loved it. Everybody had a great time, so I just encourage, I mean, I know they're especially on the East Coast, Midwest, you get those extremely winter days, where you got snow or sleet and all that. And but like Renee V, she sent me a video and she's running up and down her stairs last weekend because of inclement weather, which was fabulous. It's like, moving, right? And it was great. So you can do it no matter what, indoors or outdoors, but the desired is to be outdoors.
Just so much better. The sunlight is just so nice. Like it's so nice when it hits your skin, and it's such a mood booster. Like the moment that you're out in it, like no matter what you're feeling inside, when you go outside and you're, the wind is on your face, the sun is hitting your skin, it's just an instant mood booster.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, over here, the sun hits our skin, with the cloud filter, but I think we've actually seen the sun like 5 times this year. One of them was during Kerry's marathon, but
It's so funny. I teach photography and videography up in northern Vermont. And when we teach them about camera settings and the filters that are on the camera, we talk about one of the filters on it being the Vermont filter, because it's always gray and like just like from like September through until April-ish May, it's usually like just like this cloud cover. And then we get like a brief little sunny spot and then it's cloud cover. So we call it the Vermont filter.
that's so funny.
It sticks with them. They know, like they know if it's cloudy out. They're like, oh, this is Vermont filter today.
That's funny.
love that. I'll see. Yeah, now it's like that time that we can get into our 22 Too Many veteran. For any new listeners, 22 Too Many is an awesome organization that brings awareness and remembrance to veterans who die of suicide. And they support prevention as well. The 22 stands for the number of veterans who die from suicide each day. And the reports don't even take into consideration the drug overdoses or accidents that weren't really accidents. So you can follow 22toomany.org. That's the numbers 22 and then TOO many.org. I'll also add the link in the show notes. It's so crazy how this happens because there's the site 22toomany.org, and there's a section that has the hero section, and it has all the pictures of all the veterans on there. And it's in alphabetical order by the first name. So instead of going in alphabetical order, I just pick randomly. So I just keep hitting next to the next page, and then I just pick what's drawn to me. And every single time I've done this, it like fits. It seems to be a veteran that fits the theme that that we
Oh.
talking about. It's so crazy how that happens, but yeah, I think it happened again this time. So let's talk about this one. This episode is dedicated to Daniel McCoy, and he's born April 13th, 1993. Oh, he just had a birthday too, and passed away on July 10th, 2022, in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Daniel was like any human I've ever known, smart, funny, loving, kind, and edgy. He was a sponge and soaked up information. He was smarter than most. He did life his way, and we respected that so much. He loved hanging with his friends and his dog, taking walks in nature, and being the best comedian and prankster. He enjoyed cooking for his dad. He was big into nature and loved learning. His drawing abilities were astonishing. Artistic, smart, and hilarious are characteristics that describe him so well. He loved his siblings very much. He was a blessing to those who got to know and love him. He lived in Pecatonica, Illinois, and Wildflower, Florida, and has treasured friends in both places. And this was shared by his mother, Leilani. And the states he called home are Florida and Illinois, and his resting places with his family in Florida. So, shout out to Daniel. So. Yeah.
Yeah, and he is like so young. Yeah, like 1993. Like you still have your whole entire life ahead of you at that point. Like it's just like you were saying, Russ. Like time, everything, every day. Like just to have that time and to experience life, to be with your loved ones, and to really be with them and connected with them. Yeah, it's such a bummer to see them that young.
Yeah, especially seems so full of life and everything. So, so I'm just gonna watch out for each other.
Yes. Enjoy each and every day and every moment. I thank him for, his service and short-lived, and we don't have that time, just recently I contacted Stanford Children's Hospital because I want to go in and take some books in there and read to the children, and who are have been given dealt a different hand that they have to overcome. And if we can just take whatever light that we have and can give it to somebody else in whatever capacity that is, I think we all need to do that. And the more that we do that, the more light is going to shine around the world, and it's going to make a greater impact around the world, And so to hear this serviceman and who he's about and his story, and I'm sure that he was a light, to many. And so however we can, share our light is so important in life.
I can tell you right now, as a kid that has spent a good amount of time in hospitals when they were younger, that kind of stuff lifts up kids' spirits so much. To have people come in and want to share those books or those stories or those moments with them is huge, because there's just so much heaviness that's going on in their lives, and they don't always have their parents around them all the time. A lot of them are in there for the long haul. So to be able to share that light, it's very impactful for them. So I love
Yeah,
that
that
you're a human
message.
being.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I love that that's something that you want to do, because it's so important.
Yeah, and it's like I said, the message at the end of each book, today is always the best day, and these kids are going through troubling time in their life, and as well as the parents and siblings that are all connected, right? And so it's just like whatever we can do, to help these people out, and to give back to communities, because it all comes down to community. And whatever time that we are allotted on this earth, let's all take advantage of that time and do the best that we can.
100%.
Not just for ourselves, but for others.
And so it's so important. It's 100%. It's so important. I love your message. I really just the whole entire message that you're giving to people, and just spreading that. It's I love it. I love it.
Thank you so much, Gary. I really appreciate that.
Yes, community is so important. So, yeah. All right, now we'll get to
It's
the
the
lightning
round.
round. Okay, Russ, what's the most unexpected thing that has happened to you on your journey?
Well, I my journey started, sometime, a couple 2.5 years ago. And when I was in New York, and I was just telling you about those stories, I went to this restaurant, and I won't get into the length of it, but I will tell you that I met Tarifa Winrich at this restaurant. She was also an author, and she connected me to Ray V and to Angie and the CLS group. I got connected with Craig, and unfortunately, last summer, her life was taken by her husband. And it probably wasn't the unexpected thing that you were hearing, but that unexpected turned into expectation of new life. And so I carry Tarifa in my heart, that her death was unexpected when I woke up to a text message from Renee saying that she had been killed. But I'm telling you, from that light that she shined to me is now turning into a light to share to others. So it was an unexpected death that has turned into an expected life for others.
Gives more meaning and everything. Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Purpose. Yeah. All right. What's your favorite quote or mantra that keeps you motivated?
There's a Jimmy Valvano coached North Carolina State, and he came out of nowhere to become the head coach, and they went up against Houston, and I forget what exactly year it was, but he got cancer, And they ended up winning the championship. And they were not favored at all. They were big time underdogs in the championship. And they had won like 11 straight or something like that. And it was just a really a miracle run. And they ended up winning the championship. After that, he ends up getting cancer. And in front of ESPN at the ESPYs, I believe it was, he gave a speech and he said, there are three things that we need to do in life. And if you could do these three things in life, it's a great day. And not just in life, but every single day. So if we could laugh every day, and if we can cry every day, and if we can think every day, those three things really bring meaning to me each and every day, because I think about those things, because I am an emotional person, but I'm a very fun person as well. And then, you know, with these books and everything that I'm doing a lot more thinking than I was before when I was just doing landscaping. And it really, that there's a documentary out on him and his team, and it's fabulous to watch. But those things, if we can laugh, if we can cry, and if we can think every single day, it's a great day.
Love it. Yep. Okay. And if you can sum up what you think got you where you are today, what would you say?
Sum up where I am today.
Yeah. What you think got you there.
I would sum it up by saying that, yeah, I would attribute everything to my mom and dad. They, both of them were rocks. My dad passed in 4 years ago, 2020, just week before COVID, one week before COVID hit.
Wow.
With dementia. Yeah. And so we had probably one of the last funerals that you could actually have people at before COVID shut down. And, but my parents, they, you know, Christians. My mom's still living. She's 85, and she is a stalwart. She is a Christian woman. She prays, you know, every single day. And they are the backbone. Both of them are the backbone to who I am today. And I attribute their love, their attention, their care, and what they brought into our home in stability. A lot of love and a lot of prayers, and have brought me to this point where I am today. So I'm so very grateful for both of them.
I love that so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry about your dad too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We all went through losing a parent within like the same few years. So yeah.
Yeah, the last 5 years, man, it's been been a roller coaster for sure. Mom's anniversary of her passing is tomorrow, so it'll be 5 years. So this time it's always, you talked about being able to laugh and to think and to cry, and I always notice that more this time of year, because you know the grief is still there, like it's gotten easier to process and to be able to deal with as the time has gone by, but man, when it hits hard. Like it comes out of nowhere, and allowing yourself that opportunity to feel it, I think, is such a huge part of the process of getting over that, and to be okay and to not be angry. And because I've gone through every emotion, like anger, sadness, you know, all of it. And I think being able to allow yourself those moments to cry and then to laugh when you remember something about them, and to really think about everything that, you know, it all, that trifecta all comes together, and it really does help through it.
Yeah. And if I can encourage you with one thing, tomorrow when you wake, say those words, today is always the best day, and take that into your, into that memory of your mom, you know, because she meant so much to you, and you can tell in the way that you're talking, and, you know, that brings some emotions, you know, into who you are. And so I encourage you to say that, because that's going to bring out a lot of great things and memories of great times that you had together.
Yeah, that's the being able to look at those or remember them and to smile and, you know, laugh and like shed tears, but more of it is more like happy, like memory tears than like complete and utter grief. Yeah, it's definitely going to practice that tomorrow, because I'm so thankful that like we've gotten to talk, because it's such a reminder. This is such a reminder of being able to do that. So I'm grateful for this today.
Thank you. Yes, me too. You've said some great things, both of you.
Thank you. This is awesome.
Yeah. All right, Russ, you want to tell people where they can find you?
Santa Cruz, California. No.
Oh, yeah, I want to go back. I used to live out in that area, so yeah, we were talking about that. Oh, I love it there. So yeah, definitely go visit if you can.
You can find me on Instagram at movetoday365. You can email me at movetoday365@yahoo.com, or you can go to my website at movetoday365.com. So there's a lot of moving, and there's a lot of today's, and there's a lot of 365, but Move Today
Every day.
365. And then Facebook is just my name, Russell Rogers, two S's, two L's. And it's just, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing ride. It's just the beginning. There's so much to come. And I appreciate, being on Inspiring Journeys with both of you, Paul and Carrie, today, because it's really means a lot. And they're just a great conversation today.
It's just been amazing. I've had such a good time, such a good, like you said, such a great conversation, and it's just been great.
Awesome.
Yeah, this has been great.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
It just for a reminder for everybody, this year has 366 days, so don't skip out. You can do
Oh,
the 366
it's an extra. We need to
this
cross off the five for this year.
year.
Oh, that's awesome. That's right. We had that in February, didn't we?
Yeah, don't, yeah. So you don't get a pass. You still got to do it every day. That's the
Oh, that's awesome. Good thing you caught that. I like that.
Carrie, you want to tell people where they can reach you?
Yeah, so you can reach me on Instagram at running underscore with underscore the underscore rock star. The rock star is my child. We used to do a lot of running together when when she was a little bit younger. Now she picks and chooses what races that she wants to do now, but that's where the rock star component comes in. Or you can find me on Every Run Has a Story on Facebook, or Carrie Nelson is my regular profile. My dog's getting a little crazy. And if you're interested in photography and seeing what I do on that stuff, it's Carrie Nelson Media on Instagram, which is like all my music stuff. So
Fabulous.
Your doggie's behind the album, so we can't see her, so you kind of look funny. And then, yeah, and then you can find me at The Road Runner. It's RHODE on Instagram and Facebook, and we're Inspiring Journeys Pod on Instagram. And I'm creating a website. Hopefully, it'll be up this week. And as I was doing it, I realized the Facebook name is Inspiring Journeys Podcast, or you can just look up Inspiring Journeys and you'll see our logo. There's more than one. So that's why I had to add the podcast at the end. So you can come check us out. And thank you so much for listening. And well, I mean, you're listening now, but we're also found on all the podcast apps. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. We're growing and we're getting more listeners, and I hope we're inspiring more and more people. So, yeah, keep on inspiring. All right. Thank you so much, Russ. This was such a
Thanks,
blast.
Paul.
I
Thanks,
knew it
Carrie.
would be.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
thank you so much.
And this was great. This
Yeah.
was awesome.
Appreciate you
Absolutely.
having me on.
Thank you for making the
Thank you.
time for us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's been a great day, a great time. It's been a great day, and now let's get out and enjoy the rest of it.
Yeah.
And remember,
be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes!